The following hour is brought to you by Midas Resources, your trusted source for precious metals. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
Out there, America. Boy, oh boy, do we have a lot of things happening in the world. That's an understatement, huh? Some good news. Israel looking at extending the ceasefire unconditionally. I'd say that's a good sign. If so many Palestinian people upset, obviously, at the Gaza Strip, at the amount of people who were killed, at the destruction of so many homes and buildings, and shattered lives, and Hamas really sticks out in the middle of this, the terror group that nobody wants to deal with, although they have massive power along the strip. This is what's happened so far. It's been about stepping around Hamas and not dealing with this group. So having said that, will it stick? Will the push to extend it stick? Let's hope, because we have certainly invested in Israel, and it's sad to see the people scrambling. They are human shields. They're stuck, and we're talking about 29% of that population being killed and then others being wounded, by the way, in what's happened the last 3 to 4 weeks. So Egypt now trying to be the role of uniter in coming up with some sort of a ceasefire talk to broker the support from Israel and from the Palestinians. It's funny because today, when I first woke up, I read a story about, boy, we have a real, real tense relationship between the U.S. and Israel. And why is that? Obama and the Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu have actually had a very strained relationship for years. So now what's happened at the Strip could perhaps add to it, but I think it was already strained to begin with. The saddest thing in all of the politics and everything that's happened in the hundreds of years of animosity between the groups, and really if you go back before 1940, it was a beautiful place to live, to be, to hang out. Lots of Americans would go there, in fact, right there in Gaza. But now it's a different world. And this conflict is peppered with the problems that Hamas presents. And the people are the ones that this is sad for them. The people, the Palestinians, are caught in the middle of this. So how do you tame Hamas? And the answer is, if you don't deal with terrorists, you can't tame them in the first place. But I don't think you can tame Hamas. Fundraising-wise, they're so high on the list. And they get so much support. In the past, Iran and Syria have supported Hamas. Iran supplied the group with weapons. Syria was right there, too. We'll see how it plays out. I mean, now you've got extremists. Hamas, Hezbollah, the Muslim Brotherhood, all there in the Middle East, just waiting to pounce. Waiting to pounce. A couple of other things that tripped up on the radar. From a Mother Nature point of view, in Hawaii, they are battening the hatches, if you know anyone going or who was already there. The Big Island, they're particularly worried that they're going to get slammed by this latest tropical storm that could develop into a hurricane. Right now, they're looking at winds of anywhere from 60 to 90 miles an hour. In Maui, same thing. Maui would be hit by this as well. They don't prep for hurricanes, believe it or not, even though it's an island very often there because they're not usually in the path. It usually skips over the Hawaiian Islands. I'm not saying always, but usually. So people are bottling water, getting food ready, doing things that they haven't had to do in the past. And supplies are running out, which is what happens. Rice, water, toilet paper, you name it, that kind of stuff is very, very scarce. We'll see if it hits, and hopefully if it hits, the winds aren't up to 90 miles an hour. They have the lower winds. Either way, better to be prepared than to be sorry that they're not prepared. A big story from the world of sports, but a story that people are talking about because he transcends the sport, is Tiger Woods. Tiger Woods pulls out of the tournament in Akron on the ninth hole on Sunday as he is falling down the leaderboard and complains about back pain, says he can't even tie his shoes when he takes off his golf shoes. Now he is going to play the PGA Championship. A lot of people speculating that his career could be over and who knows how long he'll last, and he just had surgery in March. But Tiger Woods is going to, at least from what I understand, is going to play the PGA Championship. I'm really surprised, based on what he said and what it looked like for his back injury. So how about that? A lot of people reacting to the importance of Tiger Woods in the game of golf. The Golden Bear, whose record Tiger is chasing, he has 14 majors. Jack Nicklaus has 18. Here's what Jack had to say about Tiger.
I feel bad for Tiger. I feel bad that he's not able to compete. Nobody ever wants their records broken, that's obviously, but I don't want him to not break the records because he's not healthy. That's certainly not in the cards of what I'd like to see or anybody would like to see.
I definitely would love to see him here this week, but I also would rather see him make sure he's, you know, back to, you know, at least close to 100% and, you know, comfortable being playing on a weekly basis. But the game still does need him.
So that's the great Ricky Fowler, the young kid who I think is going to be a superstar in golf and already is, talking about Tiger. Tiger did that 140-character thing with golf.com. They asked, are you definitely in for tomorrow? And Woods replied, yeah. So he made the decision to play. Once he made the decision, he decided he could handle it. He went to hit balls, and he's decided to go ahead and compete. So that's pretty interesting. Maybe his back felt better later in the day. Who knows? He made the decision, and he's going to go for it, I suppose. And if he's saying yes, that's it. He must feel better. It's interesting because he walked off the course at Firestone in Akron on the ninth hole. And it looked like, man, is this the end? Is this the last we've seen of him? And it has to do a lot with the swing. Maybe his swing coach is working with him and can do something to tweak it to help him in the back, with the back situation, so it's not so awful. All right, you want to hang with us? We got a lot more coming your way. We just scratched the surface here in this hour of America Tonight. Of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado, and to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE.
Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
Welcome back to America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney. Big shout out to all of you in those nooks and crannies. Charlotte Entree is with us. She's in our virtual green room. Picture that, if you will. She's got an interesting story to tell. She's got a 19-year-old son with autism, that inspired her to create a way to keep his medical records secure and get to them easy. And also what he needs as far as any kinds of daily medication. So when he graduated from high school, and I know many of you are find yourself in this situation, and then was naturally transitioning into a young adults program, what do you do? How do you make sure that he has access to his medical needs from wherever he is? So she developed, well, I love this, what one would call a virtual file cabinet. It's called ListDoc. And so you know how we are. We test drive our ideas on people. We start to, when we talk to our friends and we tell them, oh, here's what's going on and here's what I'm doing. And a lot of people, I think, told Charlotte, wow, you need to do something with this. So we're having on America Tonight because she is doing something with it. Charlotte, thanks for coming on ATN.
You're welcome. It's glad to be here.
So explain, I told a little bit about the story. So you had to be concerned about your son because you didn't want anything to fall through the cracks, right?
Yeah, that's right. You know, initially it was all sparked by me and my husband and I were watching a TV show, and someone, I can't even remember the details. It was actually a newscast, and this individual was in, had a medical situation, and the family couldn't get to their information, and as a result, the person died. And as a parent of a special needs child, you're always worried. You know, as a parent of, you know, a child that doesn't have special needs, you're always worried. And so when I saw that, I'm like, one of the things they always tell you for special needs kids is always build a repository of information, because let's face it, we're not going to live forever. And so I was thinking, you know, wouldn't it have been great in this person's case if that information is stored in one place and somebody could have gotten to it very quickly. And so I thought, well, you know what? I need to find something for, you know, my son. Well, there wasn't anything. So I just created what I needed for myself. And in the process of doing that, I created this site that I put all our stuff out there, and I granted access to certain things to certain individuals. Because as you do with estate planning, you may give someone rights to make certain decisions and then other people rights to do certain things. And so I wanted that ability online with information. So I created a list up for me to do just that, to share my information with the important people of our lives and share it as I need it, not everything to everybody, but just the pieces I needed. And in doing that, the people that I had granted access to was like, wow. Can I use it? Can I put my stuff out here? And so it started to grow from there. So over the course of probably the last 2 years, I used a very tight team of very great developers to build it out so that other people could enjoy it as well. And so that's really how it began, out of the need to really service myself and my family and protect my son.
So tell us how it works. How do people, you know, they get ListDoc, and how does it work?
Here's how it works. We basically have four different levels, subscription levels that people can join. We have a free level, so you can be a part of ListDoc for no cost whatsoever because I believe in it that much. And essentially, you decide how much information you need to store. Let's say you decide to take one of our levels, and it gives you up to 25 different lists that you can create. And here's the beauty of ListDoc. Let's say I don't have, I'm not very technically savvy, I'm not familiar with Microsoft and all the things that people use in business to share information. You don't have to be with ListDoc. You just come on the site, you can start to, it very clearly, simple and easy, allows you to say, okay, I want to create this one list. I want to put name, address, doctor, dosage, asset, you know, whatever, contact information, and it clearly walks you through that. You also have the ability, let's say that you have created information for your son already. You have it in Word saved already, or you already have a list of medication, or you already have a list of recipes, if that's what you choose to store. You can upload those documents. It takes different file formats, as well as you can scan and upload as well. So you have the ability to not only create online and not use any additional software if you don't have that already, or already use the software you have and upload documents and pictures and everything as is.
So we're speaking with Charlotte Entre, and she's created this company, ListDoc, and it came out of a need. It's very entrepreneurial. Are you surprised at what's happened to you since you developed it from your own need?
Oh, my gosh, I really am. You know, it's funny because they say, you know, just do the things in your life that you enjoy and that's important to you and everything else will follow. And certainly that's what I did. I didn't have a technology background. I, you know, am a consultant by trade in a totally different field. But what I did have is an understanding of what I needed to still avoid in my life. I had an understanding of how to make that happen and also the importance of building something that could be shared with other people and building something that I want for myself to be secure and make sure that it's secure for others as well. And we've put quite a bit of work into making sure that the information is secure. We've gone through some of the same background checks and security measures that your bank would to get some of the same clearances, because I strongly believe that, as you know, in this day and time, sharing information is just a part of life. Nothing is absolutely guaranteed, but we can do the best we can to make sure it is as secure as possible.
So one of the cool things when you do something like this, you run a business, you start to hear from people where it's really changed their life. Have you had those calls or those emails?
Yes, and you know, some of the ones I enjoy the most are some of the things that I never really thought about. I heard from one of the users, because we always want to know, tell us what you like, tell us what you don't like. let's make it where, because it's certainly if there's something that we can improve upon, we want to do that. And so we get a lot of feedback. And some of the, one of the most the crazy things that I didn't think about in terms of people use it for is for their Christmas list. We have one user that came back and said, well, can you add a particular field? Because I'm using it for my Christmas list, so I don't re-gift. And I'm also putting a list out here of people who re-gift from me so I can make sure I give them their same gift back. I thought that was hilarious. But there are also people who have said, you know, we were in the emergency room and we were able to pull it up on the phone and provide the dosage. Thank you, because otherwise we would not have been able to do that. Yeah, so yeah, it runs the gamut, yes.
Yeah, interesting. So, and that's what you developed it for, medical. So I imagine a lot of people use it for that reason. But isn't it interesting that people are using it for multiple things? And how about as you see your company grow, boy, you really have to pedal fast, don't you?
Yes, absolutely. Because now we are also getting interest from associations. So recently we were contacted by an insurance company. They wanted to talk about it because insurance companies are always telling their customers to document their assets. And so along the way they heard about ListDoc, and what a great place to do that. So they were asking us about capability and how can we partner with them just to get the word out and be a source for their clients.
Yep. I love it. I think it's so fascinating and so cool that you were thrust into this this world. For you, and of course you use it, for you, we didn't even ask you this question. We talked about your son. How great has this been for him?
Oh, gosh. It's funny because I'm giving him a job, and so he feels like he's sort of part of the whole ListDoc team, and I have another son, and we have board meetings, and he really likes that whole idea. So it's really brought a new awareness to him that, you know, he can be a part of something, he can contribute, he can have a sense of self-worth, and it's helped in so many ways that I have no dreams.
Yeah, very cool. And you've got people, you've got users from all over the place, so that's the other part. It's not, you know, you're in Dallas, but this is a virtual world. It's virtual what you're doing. So you have users all over the map, don't you?
That's right. We absolutely do. And now, you know, you in business, you have those challenges, and some of them are very good challenges. And one we have now is trying to expand with other languages. So we're looking to how can we do that, maybe have an interface with Spanish and maybe some other languages as well.
You know what that means? You got to start playing those tapes, and you got to start learning from the very beginning. Hola, ¿cómo está, Charlotte? I love it. Charlotte Entre, you're a delight. ListDoc.com. Check it out. We appreciate it. We'll talk to you again.
Thank you.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
UnseenNow.com, proud sponsor of GCN. Unseen Now's unparalleled encryption tools keep your communications secure. GCN.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
These days, so many suffer from heartburn, stomach ulcers, and acid reflux, and most never realize it is the high acidity within the body that causes their discomfort. While selective diet choices can help, AlkaVision Plasma pH drops can really make a change. A few drops added to water can optimize your body's pH level, ridding you of harmful waste and acid, promoting health, and restoring vibrance and energy. Healthy pH levels make all the difference. High acidity can also cause depression, insomnia, and irritability. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops bring you vital balance that can be truly life-changing. Alkalizing boosts immune response, reduces headaches and cramping, and even helps prevent bone loss. This is simple science that helps your body do what's natural. Order your AlkaVision pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Moms of America, stand up and stop taking abuse from your kids.
I pledge never to let my kid disrespect me ever again.
I pledge to stop letting my daughter walk all over me.
I pledge to stop living in fear of my son's anger.
I pledge never to feel like a bad parent ever again. Because I'm not.
I pledge to stop letting my child's behavior control my home.
I pledge to be a mom with kids who listen. A total transformation mom.
I'm Janet Lehman, co-creator of the Total Transformation Program. We created the Total Transformation to help parents with difficult child behavior. Now, I'm giving it away free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free.
Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795. Call now. Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795.
Polls that we're going to hit up. You know, I made the joke that I'm the poll princess because I say there's something about the polls. Otherwise, politicians and others in all kinds of businesses wouldn't even bother taking the polls, putting them out there, pumping them up, that kind of stuff, and frankly paying the pollsters to put them together for them. I also mentioned that with this big cyber ring that happened in Russia, the crackdown on the cyber ring, tracing it back, another huge breach of security, so many websites hacked into. I wondered how many people listening to this show, how many of you have been a victim of that. And in that short amount of time, I got two different emails. One from Robert, who says, Kate, right on your back, man. I was part of that whole Target thing, so I guess that's different than hacking into a website. But I had my stuff, my digits stolen, thanks to a quick trip to run and actually go get some diapers for my wife, I guess for my kid, and it was pretty upsetting when that happened last year. Then I got another one from Chris, who says, Kate, I can completely relate to the hack thing. I felt like I was pretty good about the passwords and did as best I could to keep my things secure, and I had my Gmail hacked into, and it really was a nightmare, to use one of your words, because I had everything, including my black book, if you know what I mean, on my Gmail accounts. Yeah, you know, there's something to have about having a hard copy of stuff. So, like, emails you need, phone numbers you need, you know, your cell goes out, you don't know any numbers. We don't know any numbers. Or information that you have, it's on the cloud, but if you had to have a quick recovery for anything that was vital, you still need a hard copy. That's why I think the whole idea of, oh, notebooks are going away, paper's got paperless, everything's paperless, not so true. Because there's just a psychological thing, and also as a backup to be able to reach for a manual, a binder, a composition notebook, whatever it is, where it's hardcover, boom, you can look up the information, especially the computer goes down. You don't want to have to be rolling through a bunch of things to try to find out where that info is. That is the idea of the cloud, and it is the idea of notepads and the virtual notepads and everything else, but still, I don't know, there's something about the hard copy. The hard copy on this political poll is that Governor Chris Christie actually is trailing Secretary of State, former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton, among New Jersey voters anyway. They did a survey about the 2016 presidential race. The poll showed, the Quinnipiac poll showed, university poll showed that Clinton leads the Republican governor 50-42%. Both are considering running in 2016, but they haven't committed yet at this point. The poll shows Clinton was strong support-wise among women in New Jersey, not a surprise. Men are divided. Clinton had a little bit of an edge among independent voters. New Jersey heavily swings Democratic, not shocking. New Jersey voters give the Democrat a 60-38% favorability rating while they're evenly split at 47% for Christie. 49% say Christie should stay home compared to 46 who say he should run for president. I don't know. Christie's not letting go of it. He's not going to fade away quietly. And Rand Paul, I think, really wants it. He's not going to dump off the bench either. And then Mike Huckabee is really starting to pound the pavement, for lack of a better way to describe that, to really see what he's got. And I'll tell you what. He may have a chance. I mean, he may have that outside chance because of the power of the airways. He was the governor. People like him. He stands by, really, what he says. I have to give Huckabee that. Usually, whatever it is, whatever the ideology is, if it's his ideology, if this is how he feels, he sticks with it, or so it seems anyway. And he may surprise a lot of people. Do I think he gets the nomination? I don't know. It depends on in 2015 and then swinging in 2016, who's really there, not just talking about it, but they really are running. So I would say that Huckabee is probably going to surprise a few people, maybe, the former Arkansas Republican governor. He talked at length about President Obama's actions being worthy of impeachment. That's music to a lot of Tea Party ears. Our pal Dan in Texas likes hearing those words. Do I think impeachment's going to happen? No. But Mike Huckabee talked about why he thinks what he's done is worthy of considering that. And he really wants, I think, to throw his name into the ring in 2016. I do. Because he knows there are people that are interested, because he's feeling his roots and beyond. And I think he's going to surprise a few people. he's not going to be an easy opponent, that's for sure. And I wouldn't be shocked if he is in the mix toward the end. A lot of people like Mike Huckabee. Could get interesting. 2016 could be really interesting. I saw a sign today, let's let Romney run in 2016. I thought, you are kidding me. I know you are joking. That is not happening. One, he doesn't want to do it, but it is not happening. There's no way the Republicans would put up Mitt Romney. So what a waste of time that would be and what a distraction. He's not going to do that. There's absolutely no way that's happening. Coming up in our next segment, I always feel compelled to kind of tell you what's on the menu. Don't you hate it when you sit down somewhere and you're really craving something, but they never tell you what's really on the menu? I feel like that about radio sometimes. So, tail end of the show, dumb things I shouldn't have done. A lot of you are really starting to jump on the dumb things. You get it. What is it that you've done that you could share with other people that would make them laugh? Make them realize they aren't the only person who did the dumb thing. And it can be anything from leaving the car keys in the ignition and locking the car, which is pretty tough to do with new cars, or something else that just threw your day out of whack, threw you out of whack, whatever it might be. Joe Biden, the VP, had his own dumb thing. He says the U.S. shouldn't think of unaccompanied children showing up the border as someone else's children. Wow, that's a stretch, Joe. I understand if he's trying to say the humanitarian aspect and how we need to embrace it, but boy, you want to really paint a picture for someone. That's not a great way to paint that picture. He's asking for help from attorneys and legal groups to represent immigrant kids apprehended at the border. He says the rest of the world's going to judge the U.S., by how it treats the kids. Well, of course, I mean, if we did some crazy roundup and just threw them over the border, we have no choice but to have a process. That makes sense. Biden warns that the U.S. is going to have to send back some kids to terrible environments because they don't legally qualify for asylum. He also says Central American governments are unprepared to make the tough domestic decisions that are needed to address the problems in their country. Well, I would agree, but we can't do anything about that. We cannot embrace all these kids. We don't have room for them. We do not have room. This is the problem, because where do you stop? At what point do you say, I'll take you, but not you and you and you? I think not. I don't think so. And this asylum thing has gotten so old. So when he talks about embracing people, helping the kids, part of that is this process is taking so long that you're talking about pro bono work from some attorneys, so that's what it would have to be ultimately. And rounding up all those attorneys and getting them to the border is a much taller task than one would imagine. Plus, they have to be versed in what's in immigration and what the rights are and in process. Otherwise, this is pretty tough to play catch-up on. You can, but I would think the more specialty, the more expertise in the area, that much better for the kids to give them kind of a leg up. All right, this now has become official. The death toll keeps growing in these African countries, and fears are really spreading about Ebola and whether it's going to spread to the Middle East. The World Health Organization is considering declaring current Ebola outbreaks an international public health emergency. Health workers in West Africa appealed for urgent help in controlling the world's worst Ebola outbreak. The death toll continues to climb. It's up to 932. And Liberia declared a state of emergency. A state of emergency. The good news, you want the good news? Somewhere in the wrapper, there's some good news. How about the New York patient went to Mount Sinai, was having problems with headaches, had just come back from one of the countries. He was checked out, put in isolation, and he is fine. He does not have it. Ooh, that is the best news, I think, that we've heard in this situation with Ebola, for sure. dumb things. Over the fence.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
This is big!
By popular demand, the Freeze Dry Guys Giant Factory Authorized Sale has been extended. Now through August, save 30 to 45% on number 10 cans of high-quality Mountain House freeze-dry foods from the Freeze Dry Guy. Now is the time to stock up on all factory fresh stock of the finest, best-tasting, longest-proven shelf-life foods in the industry at giant savings of 30 to 45%. But hurry, supplies are limited, so this sale is only through the end of August. Call 866-404-3663. Free shipping to the lower 48 states. Click freezedryguide.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguide.com. Hurry! The Giant Factory Authorized Mountain House Sale with savings of 30 to 45% is extended through August from the Freeze Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
Next to water and food, you need a safe, storable fuel supply for your preparedness needs. Spare Fuel is the answer. Spare Fuel can be used in any gas-powered vehicle or generator. Spare Fuel is perfect for any unforeseen out-of-gas emergencies. Unlike gasoline, Spare Fuel is safe to store with your other supplies, and it can be stored for many years. Go to GetSpareFuel.com for special pricing. That's GetSpareFuel.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Dumb things. Some would say a dumb thing would be to even suggest Mitt Romney should run in 2016. He had his chance. No way. You do not go backwards, my friends. You move forward. Let's go out to Ray, who's listening to us, I believe, in Missouri. Hey, Ray, how are you?
Hey, I'm good, Kate. Oh, it's raining outside. It's beautiful. I was just listening to you and talking about Romney and whatever. I say, yeah, for worst case scenario, go ahead and let Romney run again and then pair him up with Sarah Palin.
No, that would not. I'm sorry. No offense to anyone who likes both of them. The combination of them would be deadly.
Yeah, I enjoy them both.
No way.
But there's, yeah, you might as well run, if you're going to run Romney again, you might as well run him with Sarah again and see how fast the Republican Party loses.
Yeah, no kidding. Hey, you know what's really cool? We can hear the rain.
I got a metal roof.
I love it.
It's raining really nice right now, and it hasn't rained for a couple, 3 weeks, so I'm enjoying it.
Love it. I love the sound of rain. Cool. That's good. So, no way. I think that's a bad pairing.
Yeah, that's all I had. I just wanted to jump in there and pounce on it.
Yeah. I'm glad you threw in, Ray. Stay dry. I love that sound. You hear that? The metal roof. You can really hear it. I had rain today, too, and it was cool. I had just sat down, and, you know, like, there's no sign of rain, and then all of a sudden, boom, you hear the thunder, and then next thing you know, it was just instant. It wasn't even slow. It was just pouring all of a sudden, just pouring. All right, speaking of pouring, sometimes, you know, that old expression, when it rains, it pours. Oh, yeah. That could be part of our next segment, Dumb Things I Shouldn't Have Done.
Dum, 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 dum. I just shot myself. Dum, 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 dum. Dum, dum.
Oh, it's just so clever. So Josh says, Kate, I was rather shy about actually sending you a note about the dumb thing I shouldn't have done. You know, sometimes you tell people you're close to too much. You know that expression, TMI? I love my wife, we're close, we're companions, friends, whatever. We've been together for 10 years. Previous to that, I had a girlfriend, a long-time girlfriend. And, of course, in the course of our initial meeting, my wife, that is, you talk about things, what you liked, what you didn't like, and I goofed up because I talked about my girlfriend wearing a certain kind of perfume and how much I liked it, and I could always tell when she's around, et cetera, not to go too deep into the boring, gory details. My wife liked a different kind of perfume, and it's okay. Stupidly, when I was hurrying to get her an anniversary present, I got the girlfriend's type of perfume. Oh, she remembered. She opens it up and she was not happy. Yikes. It is so hard to make up a story to go along with the messed up perfume. She thinks I completely forgot what she likes, what she's about, and what my ex-girlfriend's about. And I say, hey, I married you, not her. So, guys, make sure you properly document the likes of your lady when you go to get her a present, especially when it has anything to do with cosmetics or fragrances. I like it. And he said that, fragrances. I think that's good. Oh, that would be bad. Yeah. I mean, how many people have that long memory? And, of course, yeah, you're sharing information, and there's just no way around that. No. Oh, I feel bad for you. Here's one from William, who says, Kate, dumbest thing I ever did perhaps was I had a dog that liked to escape, and my dog would go far. I love this dog, man. This dog is a Dalmatian. And knowing that, somehow I was out mowing, and I left the door propped open, and sure enough, Molly got out, and Molly did not find her way back, and I poured my heart into the search. I had my kids looking, I had my friends looking, everybody was looking for Molly. Could not find her, and eventually, she turned up. You know where she turned up? She turned up in the garage, behind a box and an old dog pad we had had down. So we're saying that this was day after day. I never even thought to look there. So dumb that I left the door propped open, even dumber that I didn't check in the garage. And we were in and out of that garage. It's the strangest thing. You know, I don't even know if I put that as a, I guess it's a dumb thing. The door thing's dumb because, you know, if you preface it, you say the dog escapes. So if you give him an inch, they're going to take, or her, she's going to take more than that. And then escaping and knowing you don't want to do that hide and seek thing where you're trying to find the dog and you're worried half to death. And the fact that it took long to find her and there she was in the garage, maybe that is a dumb thing. You got to check everywhere, man. You got to cover every square inch, every parcel of space in the crib when something's missing. And then do it again. And then do it again later. And once you know you've gone over the place, thoroughly, then you can say, I give. This one comes to us from Greta. I like the name Greta. Greta says, oh, Kate, where do I begin? I have so many. I think my latest deal is the power went out, and that happens. People panic. They don't have candles. They don't have lights. They don't have a generator. I had a backup. I had a generator. I had everything you can imagine. I'm emergency prepared. What stupidly I forgot, however, because the lights were out for a little bit, and by the time I got to the house, it had been even longer. So, yes, I had those backups, but they weren't automatic, and I forgot to unload my refrigerator. Oh, it was a nightmare. Because it had been such a dramatic drop, I suppose, in a long enough time, a lot of things got ruined, and we're talking about water with the ice, and it starts to come out onto the floor, and it's nothing worse I hate than cleaning a refrigerator, especially when it needs to be cleaned out right away. Although I would have had to have a neighbor run over and do it, but I think that they would have gladly done it, and it would have been less hassle for me. Yeah, sometimes imagine, you know, the power goes out, something else happens, and you're not there. And you're on vacation, and maybe someone's just kind of checking on your house or something. Not good. I guess it's dumb things, because you could have scrambled to make sure that's one of the more important things that you have to do. But you did have, she did have backup, meaning backup power and everything once she arrived. I think we can squeeze in another one. This one is from Cindy. And Cindy says, hi, Kate. Dumb things cracks me up. I can relate to so much of what people are saying. I guess we're all just human. Isn't that the expression? Dumbest thing I ever did was, you know, when you go into one of those parking lots by the airport and they have the metal spikes, you're not supposed to back up. I was in a rush to get a plane, kind of panicked, couldn't get a ticket. Kind of fought with the machine, and for some reason I hit reverse, went over the metal spike sticking up, flat tire central, and I'm in the middle of trying to rush and get a plane. Finally, I threw up my hands and decided I'm missing that plane and just had to reschedule my flight. Oh, it was depressing. And it was stupid. It definitely fits with dumb things. Everybody's paranoid about doing that, but to actually have done it, I've never have talked to anyone or met anyone that's done that, you know, they go over the spikes, so you know they're there, and then for some reason they back up. They have to get out of where they are, or it's a ticket thing, usually grabbing a ticket, whatever it is. But yeah, you don't want to do that. Once you hit the metal spikes, you know you're in, period. That's it. Don't back up, no matter what. Not advisable. That was a good one to end on. If you've done something dumb and you want to share it, do. Don't be embarrassed. AmericaTonight.net. Click on contact and tell us what dumb thing you did.
The Big Berkey Water Filter.
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey Water Filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.